this floor brings together a series of works dating from the late 70s until today, which mainly focus on current events, on politics, and more specifically on the representation of war. Within these categories, Pettibone has also more particularly reflected on the role of leaders in American history. Throughout his work, Pettibone has always been sarcastic and critical of the role that leaders perform in the history of America, and in the works assembled in this floor, the anger and corrosive character of his work is expressed at its best. The front wall in this presentation brings together a series of drawings that Pettibone exhibited in a series of exhibitions throughout the world, starting from 2003, in which he approached and confronted current events, and particularly the conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan most explicitly. This was the first time that Pettibone was commenting in real time on current events. For the vast majority of his oeuvre, when Pettibone confronts politics, he does so through a rewriting of more or less recent history. In the drawings that are presented on the front walls, Pettibone creates a conflagration that is, even in its choice of colors and lettering and text, is in itself quite onomatopoeic. Memories of futuristic words in space come to mind when observing the explosions, the wham and bang that animate the wall. And as often throughout his work, particularly when it comes to the text, you'll see that Pettibone plays with a variety of voices, in this case a cacophony of voices. The texts that are inscribed in the works of Pettibone are rarely a direct confessional expression of the artist's opinion, and they are instead a collection of what could be defined the collective unconscious or that machine of communication which is permanently in motion through the media. It is also a body of work which today, in a moment of very conflictual politics, it's a type of work that takes on an even stronger sense of urgency and emergency, particularly in the sense of responsibility that the artist advocates for himself and for the role of art today.